Have you ever heard of the trust actual relationship? Jennifer Carter just wrote a piece, and I was privileged enough to be a part of the article. She had reached out and connected and asked if I wanted to make a contribution to the article, and I said yes. And I want to read the paragraph. Now, I know it's a little bit boring probably watching somebody read something to you, but I think it's very important to read it in her words and then talk about it briefly. Because there's some things in here I completely agree with, and I think it's important for supplier partners to understand because I fit this mold, and there are probably other people. There are definitely other people in the marketplace that don't fit this mold, but I believe in my heart of hearts that the ongoing and enduring and sustainable business model is what she writes in this paragraph. So here it goes. In the fast-paced world of multifamily operations as suppliers, we often find ourselves at the crossroads between pressing demands of transactional results and the deeper, more fulfilling journey of building trust-actional relationships. In other words, I need to meet a quota, and I don't have time to get to know you. Our roles, at least that's the way I read that, our roles, traditionally gauged by the immediacy of sales and the tangible outcomes of transactions, are evolving in a landscape where the rules of engagement are being rewritten. In this dynamic environment, we strive to embody a trust-actional approach, recognizing that the true measure of our success extends far beyond the confines of the immediate sales figures. It lies in the strength of the relationships we nurture, the trust we foster, and the long-term relationships we build with multifamily operators and property management companies. This approach, while challenging in its demand for patience, that's a big word there, patience, and genuine, that's another big word, genuine, engagement promises not just fleeting victories, but sustainable growth and mutual prosperity in an industry where relationships are the bedrock of success. That is the bedrock of success, is the relationships that you build in the industry. Dare I call them friendships? But we've all read it. Anybody who's been in this industry for any bit of time, any industry, any sales-oriented industry for a long bit of time, understands that the real value in the relationship is the long-term nature of any transaction that might happen. It's not about the transaction, definitely not in the early innings. You're in the wrong business if you believe that you're just going to show up, knock on a door, and get somebody to say yes, or to take a meeting for that matter, or to answer your phone call, or to return your email, or to return your text message. People often ask me, how do I get to know you if you're not going to take my text message, you're not going to answer my call, There are people like me. There are lots of people like me. Lots of people like me who engage out in the social arenas, right? LinkedIn. I have a blog. I write every single day. I post YouTube videos every single day. You want to get to know me? Engage with the content that I put out into the marketplace and remark here and there, or tell me that you disagree with me, or just but engage in some way in whatever platform it is. Just engage. That's how Mike Whaling did it. I often tell the story, like 15 years ago. It was 15 years ago, plus or minus. Mike hit me up on Twitter. He didn't even actually hit me up directly. There were a group of us talking, and all of a sudden he's in the conversation. We're talking about property management, and this relationship evolves over the next, let's call it 4 or 5 years. I can't remember. One day I'm going to go back and figure out how long it took. But anyway, we became friends. And then one day we woke up at Mills, and we decided we're going to rebrand. We're going to build a new website. And we're going to do all this new collateral, new material. And Mike was the first person I thought of. He's a great friend. He's in the digital marketing space. He builds websites. He rebrands. He does all this stuff. So let's call Mike. And we put him through an RFP, and Mike got the job. And he got the job because he had taken the time to create a relationship with me personally, not under the premise that he was going to get business out of it. Or at least if that were the premise, Mike played the longest sales game in the history of sales. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but he played a pretty long game to get some sales out of that particular relationship. But I really truly believe that Mike didn't genuinely do that. He was genuinely interested in developing a relationship with not just myself. There were other people in this group. And anyway, long story short, I know that if you're a business, you have to sell products, and you have to meet quotas, and you have to support the infrastructure and the underpinnings and the R&D and all those sorts of things. You have to support all of that through sales. But just please know, please hear, the relationship is where it's at. The long-term relationship building journey is, in my head, a bigger yield at the end of the day than the short hit sale. That's just my two cents. Read this article. We'll link it up in the show notes. I think Jennifer did a wonderful job. She invited some really smart people to remark on a couple of things, but I think it's useful. And that's it. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.